Come.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I am Romain Hennequin from Telecom Paris Tech, and I will present you my work about scoring from audio source separation, which was done with Roland Badaud and Bertrand David. So basically, this work deals with monaural source separation in musical spectrograms. So we just try to separate the signal of each instrument in the mixture. But we don't do it blindly. We try to add some extra information, which is extracted from the score of the piece. And this extra information is used to guide the separation process. And here, the score is a MIDI file, which is aligned on, which is supposed to be aligned on the signal, and we do not deal with alignment matters. So there is a lot of literature about this, and a whole working system should include a pre-processing step that will do the alignment between the score and the signal. And moreover, we only deal with harmonic instruments, so we exclude the modeling of percussive instruments in this model. So basically, our system is based on a parametric spectrogram model, which is derived from non-negative matrix factorization, and we use this parametric spectrogram model to decompose the mixture spectrogram. And it consists in parametric time frequency masks, which are computed for each instrument and which are initialized and constrained with the information in the score, and then finally estimated in a very similar way as NMF. And so it's estimated to fit the mixture spectrogram. And then these parametric masks are used to separate the signal of instruments using Wiener filtering. So before beginning the talk, I will try to answer the question, why use the score? Because maybe some people will argue that it is cheating, because actually, with the signal, you don't have the score. But actually, there is a large database of MIDI files on the internet, and basically you can find almost any MIDI file you want about any, not any, but of a lot of pieces of music on the net, and it's a very compact description of the audio. So if you are, it's much more compact, that's the audio itself. So if you can store somewhere the audio, you will be able to store also this very little extra information. And moreover, I will say that in some case, blind separation remains very difficult and sometimes hopeless, because if you want to separate, for example, two voices of the same instrument, you won't be able to do it blindly. So here is an outline of Maltog. So first, I will remind you the basic principle of non-negative matrix factorization. And then I will present you the parametric spectrogram models that we derive from NMF. And at last, I will present you our whole score-informed source separation system, and I will present you some results of this system. So first, let's talk a bit about NMF. So NMF is a very powerful wrong prediction algorithm that allows to extract redundant patterns in non-negative data. So here, our non-negative data is the amplitude spectrogram, amplitude of power spectrogram V. Here, it consists on a first note, which is played alone, and then a second one, and then they are both played together. And so if you try to decompose this spectrogram with a non-negative matrix factorization, you will get two matrices, which is The first one is atom matrices, and you will extract the template of one node, so this template which is very redundant in this data, and the template of the other nodes, and the other matrix H will contain the temporal information, so where basically the nodes are. And there is non-negativity constraint on both these matrices. And there is a second constraint, which is the rank of the product should be lower than the rank of the original data. So NMF is very powerful to extract redundant patterns from the data, such as nodes, as I have shown. And the fundamental property of this technique is the non-negativity constraint, which was shown to provide a very perceptual description of the data. So we will use this non-negativity constraint in our parametric spectrogram model to have this perceptual dimension in our algorithm. So there are some limitations with NMF. The first one is that it does not permit to deal efficiently with time frequency variation. As an example, when you have pitch variation over time, it's very difficult to model it accurately with NMF, and so you cannot efficiently model phenomena as vibrato. And a second problem for our approach is that to do some a score-informed source separation, we need a representation which is more linked to the parameters of interest, which are here the fundamental frequency of the nodes. So we decided to develop a parametric spectrogram model. So our parametric spectrogram model is based on a previous one that we presented in this paper, and which is a parametric spectrogram model for only one instrument, so for a single instrument. And to develop this model, we just ask, what does an atom look like in musical spectrogram when most of the elements are instruments, notes, and where you don't have too much percussive tones. So most of these elements are harmonic. So the patterns that you will extract with NMF will be also harmonic. So we decided just to put harmonic atoms directly in non-negative matrix factorization, and to parameterize them to have an access to the parameters of interest, which are the fundamental frequency of the atom and the global spectral envelope of the atom. So, our method is a parametric model of spectrogram with synthetic harmonic atoms, and we just took the equation of the standard NMF and add in the atom matrix dependency with respect to the parameter here, which is F0, and which will be the fundamental frequency of the atom. And we also add a dependency with respect to time. So basically, in our model, atoms can vary over time, and this makes it possible to model some phenomena as vibrato. So here is our very simple atom model. So basically, we synthesize our atom by taking the Fourier transform of the analysis window we use to compute the spectrogram, and we just center it on the fundamental frequency and on the frequency of the different harmonic. And we just multiply this Fourier, this window with an amplitude of the harmonic. So we get this parametric atom there, and we just get this parametric spectrogram for a single instrument with the parameter AK, which is the amplitude of each harmonic. Here you have the fundamental frequency of each atom for each time, so this fundamental frequency can vary over time. And here you have the activation, which is very similar to the activation in NMF, and tell you where, if a note is active or not. So when you try to estimate these parameters in REN, so we used beta divergence cost function, but unfortunately, this cost function has a lot of local minima with respect to the fundamental frequency. Of course, you have local minima at the position of the right fundamental frequency, but also at the octave and double octave and fifths if the notes are very similar. So we cannot do a global optimization with respect to the fundamental frequency. So we decided to introduce one atom for each MIDI note, so for each note of the chromatic scale. And then the optimization is done locally. So we will have a fine estimate of the fundamental frequency for each atom and each time. So here is an example of the decomposition that we can get with our model. So here is the spectrogram of the first bars of the Bach's first prelude, which is played by a synthesizer. And if we try to decompose it with our algorithm, we will get this profile of activation. So here, I just represent the activation, so you don't have the amplitude of the harmonics and the fundamental frequency estimates. But as you can see, we can recognize the note in red here, which plays the first prelude by Bach. So as you can see, there are some problems around here, which is which are linked to similarity as with octave and twelfths and double octave. But it's not really a problem, as we will see later in our system of source separation. So as you can see here, you have a value of activation for each MIDI note. So basically, this looks like a piano roll, and it will be very important in our system that this representation is linked to what you can get with MIDI. So now we have a spectrogram model for a single instrument that was presented, that I just presented you. And we need a mixture model because we want to separate instruments, so we have a mixture with several instruments. So the mixture model is very easy. You just take the single instrument model for each instrument and sum them just right here, and you get the mixture spectrogram model. And we will have to estimate for each instrument, so for each source K, the fundamental frequency at for each atom at each time, the amplitudes of harmonic for each source, and the profile of activation for each source. And the decomposition is obtained with a multiplicative algorithm, which aims at minimizing beta divergence between our original mixture spectrogram and our parametric mixture spectrogram. And this algorithm is very similar to the one you have for NMF with multiplicative update rules. So now we have a model for the mixture spectrogram, and I will show you how we can use it to do some score-informed source separation. So we have our mixture spectrogram and our score. And from the score, you can know where the notes are for each instrument. So you can very easily build a piano roll, a binary piano roll, which just tell you where the notes are. And as I said, the activation matrix of each instrument is very linked to this piano roll, and we will just use this piano roll, this binary piano rolls as initialization for our activation in our model. But as we use multiplicative update rules, if you put zero somewhere in the activation matrix, then it will remain zero all along the iteration. So it's a very hard constraint. So once we initialized our parametric spectrogram, we get some very coarse parametric spectrograms, which are represented here, and then we use our algorithm from the mixture spectrogram to finally adapt this parametric spectrogram to the mixture spectrogram, and basically the sum of these three spectrograms should be very similar to the mixture spectrogram that we have. And so we get this time frequency masks, and we can separate the tracks using vinyl filtering. So here is a sound example. So it's based on synthetic data because it guarantees that the signal is perfectly aligned with the MIDI file that we have. So here is a mixture signal. So you have three instruments, and using our algorithm with the score, we get here is the bass. Here is the piano. You probably can hear that in the piano. You can hear the breath of the clarinet, because we don't have a model for that, which is like noise, and we only have a model for the harmonic part. And finally, the clarinet. So here it is. We compared our algorithm with another algorithm, which is based on probabilistic latent component analysis, and which is somewhat different because you need to synthesize the MIDI tracks first, so you need a synthesizer to use it, and you need to know the instrument of each tracks. So basically, we used two data sets which consist in the same MIDI files, which are classical quartets music, but we synthesized it with different sound banks. So so our signals are synthesized from the MIDI because we need it to be perfectly aligned to the audio. And here are the results that we obtain. So in red is something which is very similar to an oracle. So it's like an upper limit for Wiener based separation algorithm. And as you can see, our algorithm performed quite well and better on this first data set than the PLCA based algorithm. And it's it performs almost the same in with the second sound bank. And the main difference in this second sound bank, I think it contains a lot more reverberation, and our algorithm is very sensitive to that. So to conclude, we presented a very efficient method for score-informed source separation, which is based on a parametric model which makes it possible to access directly the note and so to handle finally the sound. I think that now we should focus on percussive instruments and all parts of the sound which are not harmonic actually, because our algorithm is only designed to deal with harmonic sounds, and maybe include a more complex model for the timbre of the element, and also in order to make the model more robust to real signal actually. And maybe we can also try to use extra information as the PLCA based algorithm, knowing the timbre of the instrument and using supervised learning of the templates. So thank you for your attention.
Any questions?
Hi. Did you make so you make the comparison with the PLCA-based algorithm for the source separation?
And yeah.
Have you performed the test? When my question is, what does the parametric model bring with respect to the fact that you put zeros in H in the activation matrix? So have you tried running the algorithm just by putting zeros in H, learning the dictionary and H, and compare it with your parametric model?
I didn't understand your question.
So there are two building blocks in your article. It's the parametric model.
Yeah.
And putting zeros in H.
Yeah.
And
the initialization, which is a constraint too.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a constraint since zeros are absorbing.
Yeah.
So you show the result of your algorithm with the two building blocks, and I would like to know if you tried only by putting the zeros in H and what it.
So but using basically the very coarse estimate of the mask here.
Yeah.
It's what you mean. What is the interest of performing a fine estimation? Is it your question?
Yes.
Okay.
How does it improve the result?
Actually, if you look closely at the spectrogram, there are some pitch variation for clarinet and for the bass. And so if you don't take these variations into account, you will have very bad separation results. And moreover, maybe you can have some problem of tuning and the fundamental frequency, even if it's not moving over time, can be slightly different from the equal temperament. So if you initialize it to the equal temperament, it will provide bad separation results, I think.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anything else? Your results sound quite good, so thank you.